Now two stories about politics not as usual. We begin in South Korea. The president has replaced her prime minister and shaken up her cabinet. Meanwhile, she is accused of handing power over to a secret advisor with ties to a mysterious religious cult. From Seoul, NPR's Elise Hu reports.
Seoul's Central Square is a place for people and protests. Demonstrators show up here for any number of causes, but these days, most protests are focused on President Park Geun-hye. Demonstrator Junhee Lee says she should resign.
I think people must feel like baffled and like angry because our democracy and our power has gone.
Voters elected Park, but now Lee wonders whether they unknowingly elected someone else. News is mounting that Choi Soon-shil, an old friend of the president, has actually been the quiet power center in Seoul. Despite having no government ties, Choi is widely seen as secretly counseling the president on everything from her wardrobe to the national budget, and using that influence to enrich herself. Park has admitted Choi revised dozens of presidential policy speeches in advance. Seung Koo runs the online magazine Korea Exposé.
Corruption affairs in Korea are common, but at the same time, they're very complicated. Rarely do you see a corruption scandal so squarely centered on a single person, in this case being the nation's highest elected leader.
Park is trying to stem the fallout by tossing out her closest aides and replacing key cabinet ministers. But an investigation into Choi is only getting started. And it has to go way back. Choi is the daughter of a cult leader who befriended Park in the 1970s with claims he could channel the president's dead mother.
He told her he could talk to her mother in his dreams. And Park Geun-hye's mother was telling him to take care of her daughter now that she was no longer in this world.
A leaked 2007 diplomatic cable from the U.S. Embassy in Seoul shows that rumors were rife that the mystery mystical man had, quote, complete control over Park's body and soul during her formative years, and that his children accumulated enormous wealth as a result. Taxpayer and corporate money that might have flowed to the religious leader's daughter through her connections to Park are under investigation. Prosecutors are seeking an arrest warrant for Choi on charges of abuse of power and fraud. Seung Koo.
Of course, we can say Choi Soon-shil instigated this corruption, but at the same time, what do we say about these companies or other people who might be out there that clearly knew that Choi Soon-shil was the power behind the president and tried to make her happy?
The opposition Democratic Party wants the president investigated. Meanwhile, it's unclear these calls for her resignation will go anywhere. Demonstrator Lee Junhee says the uncertainty troubles him.
I think it's gonna be like a chaotic. So.
President Park's approval rating has fallen to 9%, an unprecedented low. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.